This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Live. We are encountering some technical difficulties here. I have no idea if we can even be heard at the moment. I know we're transmitting, however. Our packets are not making it to their destination. So we're hoping that maybe cleaning up the internet connection here will somehow make that better for us. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and...
Sorry, buddy. Mark.
I wasn't watching you. I apologize. I got my eyes on this remote box here.
I was checking my computer to make sure that I wasn't, you know, some video wasn't running on some news site or something to see whether I was accidentally the one sucking up the bandwidth.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it might have cooled down a little bit right now, so hopefully we'll be able to continue doing a live show here tonight. Because if the connection goes to crap, then we gotta stop at some point. So it's looking clear right now. Anyway, our toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And this is one of the reasons why when we're actually on remote, we do like to record the show, because then there's no transmission errors.
Much better. Yeah.
It can't happen, basically. And so that's the way it's going to be during Anarchapulco, is we will be recording those episodes. So you won't have to worry about us getting all jarbled sounding and junky here on the radio. So, but it has been a pretty smooth 6 days, I got to say, for all things considered. For this is day number 6 in Acapulco Live. We've had pretty good connection and everything's been
pretty could have been worse.
I forgot to turn up Tatiana's mic for the first segment and a half that she was on, so that was my bad.
That's not Acapulco's fault.
Yeah, but yeah. So, let's see. So last hour we talked about El Chapo. You are still welcome to comment on that if you want. I think we've basically done the recap that is necessary, said the things that need to be said. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Then on the way, the Republican state representative, young guy, who in Iowa is proposing legalizing psychedelic drugs. And I know that's going to be one of the topics, at least psychedelics, discussed at the upcoming Anarchapulco. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I have been going
Sarah,
to...
Sarah, New Mexico. Hello.
Hello? Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yep, we're with you. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Transmission delay, however.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Yes, I have been going to the Unitarian Universalist Church. And, I'm impressed. Because they're very political. I mean, they have a gun control committee and also the environmentalist committee and an animal activist committee. And then they have like 12 other committees that, you know, I cannot mention all of them. But also they had another committee that was like a human trafficking committee. I think try to help those women that were prostitutes for a while. So, but I'm really quite impressed.
They were prostitutes for a while, or they've been trying to help
them for a while?
Well, you've
named off a bunch of different issues, Sarah, and these are all very interesting things to discuss. Some of them I could see the Unitarians bringing some value to the table, like if you're helping somebody from an abusive pimp, great. That's great. That's something that you can do, that you can make a difference in somebody's life. However, some of the other things that you suggested, they sound like they are people who want to control the lives of others, which I find disturbing.
Well, they formed this gun control committee, and I'm beginning to wonder if they were a big part of the lobbyists to have the gun control issue pushed in our state. Because they're very active. They go up to Santa Fe, and we teach each other how to, you know, persuade our representative in our state. And so that was a big thing. you know, I mean, they had one service about how many people, I mean, a whole hour service on Sunday about how many people were killed by suicide by gun and how many people were killed by people in New Mexico by guns. I mean, mostly New Mexico statistics, how many people were, you know.
Guns don't kill people.
Did they mention that most suicides by gun, like that most people that are killed by guns are suicides? Did they mention that?
Right. I mean, I remember listening to the sermon, and I forgot all of the data, but it was quite alarming. I mean, they had exact data about how many. I think New Mexico was, we were ranked like number 6th or the 7th in the highest rated gun violence or something like that, and suicide by gun is very high. And then they also talked about how many people were shot by police, and they had national statistics. That was a really big deal.
But it's okay with you for the police to carry guns, right?
What did you say?
I said it's okay with you if the police are carrying guns. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they have to carry guns because they have to create order. You know, they have special authority.
Okay.
Well, they
special authority.
They don't carry guns generally in many places in Europe.
Well, this is America. It's a different country. Well, but we have like how much times the violence as compared to Europe. We always compare Europe. They're a different culture than American culture. Why do you compare it as the same? You know, we have how many times more gun violence?
This is
violence?
America, where we should be able to kill ourselves with our own guns if we want to, because that's freedom.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I have noticed there's a distinct delay, so...
Sure is.
Anyway, the toll-free numbers here are 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call-in line rooms. Mark, you're a little bit familiar with the Unitarians, right? Have you spent some time
learning
about
them?
Yeah,
I've gone to a couple of different Unitarian churches.
In Keene, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I left the one in Keene, New Hampshire after about the time Obama became president. The minister thought it was a good idea to do a sermon comparing Martin Luther King Jr. with Barack Obama.
Wow.
I presume because they're both black, and I just, like, I can't live like this. And... You know, mm-hmm. On one hand, you have a guy who's, you know, known for his ministry of peace, even if it certainly isn't perfect by any stretch. And the other guy who's gotten the Peace Prize for the hope that he was going to be a good president. However, he was running 6 conflicts in 7 countries at one point. Yeah, it's just Democrats just love to hide their eyes about their Democrat leaders. But boy, they're very good at pointing out the Republicans' flaws. And they are good at that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But the Republicans do the same on the other side. You know, they hide their eyes about their leaders and, you know, whatever. To me, I don't have any interest in going to a Democratic Action Committee that's masquerading as a church.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're masquerading as a church. They probably have religious beliefs and people.
What are they?
I don't know. I have not spent much time.
Democracy is specifically mentioned.
Okay, they could believe that that is given to them by God. I don't know.
They do.
Okay, well, then if you...
I just said it was a Democratic Action Committee masquerading as a church. That's all I said.
Okay, but you can...
I don't think that they should...
be a church and do action at the same time.
Sure,
I mean,
they absolutely can.
I just have
no intent and interest in being part of it.
Yeah, I just don't...
They're just a bunch of stinking liberals.
There's no doubt that they are liberals, but, I mean, to question their church...
I didn't.
I don't think it's fair.
I said I have no interest in being a part of a Democratic Action Committee masquerading as a church.
Right, that sounds like you are questioning their status as
a
church.
They should be able to operate however they want. I think it's friggin' awesome. However, they don't.
So then it either is a church or it isn't a church.
They are a church.
Okay, so
they've been a church for a very long time. But they're not Unitarian and they're not Universalist. They're a bunch of atheists.
What do those words mean then?
Unitarian means everybody goes to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Universalist means everybody goes to heaven. Unitarian believes that there's one God, not a triune God. Not a Trinity. Okay?
You're saying they're neither of those things?
No. Generally, what I saw at the church that I went to was a bunch of atheists that wanted to do democratic you know, liberal, progressive sort of action and have a church building to do it from.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. This is...
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco. And we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, whether it's El Chapo being convicted or, as our caller just called in, the Unitarian Church. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also want to say thank you to Mitch, who is a platinum amplifier. Mark, what does AMP stand for?
Advertise, market, and promote. The people who are amplifiers have decided to give us, well, at the lowest, $5 a month.
That's Mitch, all we ask.
I'm not sure what platinum is.
$25
a month, so thank you, Mitch. But those who really believe in our message, really believe that we are bringing the ideas of liberty far and wide, that Free Talk Live is, in fact, the street preachers of liberty, as we claim to be, that we are the most effective use of your liberty charitable dollar, people go to amp.freetalklive.com. For those that realize that we do something different on the radio, that we bring the ideas of liberty, that we allow anyone to call in about anything, they go to amp.freetalklive.com and receive many of the bonuses that are available there.
Yeah, you can do that, and you can pay with credit card, you can do PayPal, you can do Bitcoin, BTC, and get the full list of things you get as bonuses over at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us, so thank you for doing that. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. One of the goals of the AMP program is to get us heard on more radio stations around the country. And, you know, a lot of people may say, oh, y'all are in Acapulco, must be a vacation. Well, I've been cranking away on the phone.
No, you've been doing great.
These last few days, and basically trying to get caught up on some affiliate relations calls. And then I discovered today, that's where I call radio stations to pitch Free Talk Live to them. Then I discovered today that the Progressive Talk Universe, which isn't a very big one.
No, it's a tiny little universe.
Has lost another one of their hosts, a host by the name of Norm. And this is how he pronounces it, from what I understand. Norman Goldman. So
okay.
It looks like Norman.
Yeah.
But Norman Goldman, apparently he's calling it quits. That's just not making enough money. Says his show's losing money. And so there goes his 10 or 12 affiliates. He didn't have that many because, honestly, there aren't that many progressive talk stations that are left in the United States.
Right.
There was an explosion of them, like a decade plus ago now?
Air America. Right.
Where there was this big push toward progressive talk. It seemed like it could end up being a thing, and it just sputtered out. They never really made that thing take off. It, it had a bunch of money behind it initially. And then it just fell flat.
Yeah, that's what they needed to have. They had, I remember Rachel Maddow had a show on there.
That's right, she did.
Jerry Springer had one. There's Ed Schultz, he's dead.
He died long after that, though.
Right, I'm just saying that some of the people that had shows there, it was a pretty good network at first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
you like to hear, shrieking leftists.
Well, if you want to hear shrieking rightists,
well, there's plenty of that.
There's plenty of that too. So,
but for whatever reason, that's worked out for talk radio with the right wingers. Our show,
I think it's because older people tend to be more Republican.
Is that true?
They tend to be. Yep.
Okay.
And they tend to listen to the radio, so it's a format that works for them.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that it would have worked out because there certainly are plenty of people who are into leftist politics. But
Rush would have said back in the day that leftists just aren't funny. That's until the Daily Show became the monolith that it was.
So he stopped saying that.
Yeah.
Since then.
Not a good idea. Apparently, it wasn't 99.44% right, just like Ivory Soap that time.
Well, most of these Republican talk show hosts aren't that funny either. They just have they have these bits that get produced by people that are outside of their show or whatever, and then they play them back and they act like they, deserve credit for it.
Yeah, I think Rush is funny. The rest of them mostly are just, harping on the same things over and over again.
So the good news is whenever a show goes under, which happens at least a few times a year, we always swoop in like the radio vultures and peck at the carcasses.
I like to call us the little rats that eat the dinosaur eggs of radio.
Yeah, so we're still out there, still slowly growing this show and the AMP program, advertise, market, and promote. That's what makes it easier because it allows us to market the show more effectively to these radio stations. So, ampamp.freetalklive.com. All right, I said we got a story, a very shocking headline that a Republican in Iowa, of all places, is actually proposing to decriminalize psychedelic drugs. This was actually posted to our Discord server. There's a great news show prep room there that where listeners will just drop in the things they think we ought to talk about, and that's really a good place for me to go to look for stuff to discuss. Jeff Shipley is new to the Iowa Capitol, but the lawmaker is ambitious. This story from the Des Moines Register. He wants to decriminalize psychedelic drugs, like mushrooms, to make them more accessible for medicinal purposes.
Well, the first thing I think of is that in Iowa and a few other states, they had this strong Ron Paul movement.
Did they?
And they did in Iowa. They did pretty well, but not well enough. The caucus system didn't lend itself to a Ron Paul takeover. But there's some guys that thought, well, if I can just get in, I can make some changes, and maybe he's one of those guys.
They called themselves Ron Paul Republicans.
Yeah,
and they kind of ran on his coattails to some extent.
Right.
Some of them were pretty Ron Paulish, but most of them weren't. They were just politicians that were looking to get behind a parade or run out in front of a parade.
I think a lot of them were politicians that saw that fundraising went better for Ron Paul than it did for really any politician before since.
Right. So whether or not Ron Paul would actually endorse these people, they would go ahead and
sometimes he did
and acquire his
and when he did, they got big donations.
Shipley of Fairfield, Iowa, is a Republican with a libertarian bent. He doesn't think Iowans, members of his party, should be surprised by a set of drug-related bills that he's filed this month. The legalization measures appear to be among the first of their kind to be introduced in the Iowa legislature. 30-year-old Shipley said, quote, "I'm doing what I told people I was going to do. The voters in my district, they're going to give me a high five." So he's already talked to people about this. He's got people in his district who are behind him. While it's not clear how many other state houses are entertaining similar measures, there are active campaigns to make psychedelic mushrooms more accessible. There's a ballot measure underway in Oregon, and election officials in the city of Denver did receive enough public signatures recently to put the issue of decriminalizing mushrooms on the ballot later this year.
Right. I mean, everybody predicted dire things for Denver, Colorado, Washington State, and these places with the legalization of marijuana. Although California basically had legal marijuana since the 90s, so all you had to do was go to some chiropractor or voodoo doctor and say, my heel hurts, doc, and bang, you've got marijuana sales cert or whatever.
Right.
But
you get your medical card.
Yeah, you get your medical card. Now the idea that I don't think that there's too much societal damage predicted from psilocybic mushrooms and peyote. I just don't see it.
Well, no, actually, a lot of these drugs are actually very, very safe. As far as if you look at the doctor, I think his name was Professor Nutt, N-U-T-T. He used to be a drug prohibitionist over in the U.K., was on the side of the government for years, and he flipped, and he came onto the side of ending prohibition, and he put out a study that looked at the various different drugs out there in the world. And
I hate using the term drug and safe together. I mean, people can hear terminology like that on the radio, take it as you as some kind of authority, and say, oh, I'll just do whatever I want.
No, I said relatively safe, so we can continue and discuss that coming up here in moments, but I'm glad you mentioned that, Mark. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting talking about the bipartisan deal that was struck to avert a partial government shutdown. Republican Senator from Alabama Richard Selby agrees the deal is not perfect.
This is a down payment on where the president wants to go and where we want to go with him. That is to secure the borders.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is promising he will bring the Green New Deal to the floor for a vote.
We'll give everybody an opportunity to go on record
and see how they feel about the Green New Deal.
The deal was introduced by Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Markey and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Joaquin Guzman, the man known as El Chapo, was found guilty on 10 counts of drug conspiracy and money laundering. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist threw a bunch of tests and colonoscopy. I won't bore you with the details. I found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Right here, our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you, so join over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. But most importantly, during our live show, you join one of those top four chat rooms, the on-air call-in lines. We'll get you on the air with us, and it'll sound almost like you're sitting here on our rooftop studio in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, for our final live episode. We will return from Acapulco starting Thursday, so in 2 days, from Anarchapulco, which is a great conference. And it may still not be too late for you to come down and see it if you start moving now. If you go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL, you'll get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. So one of the topics you're going to find discussed, I would say, not only on stage but also in the crowd at Anarchapulco will be legalization of drugs. That's certainly a big issue that a lot of people in the liberty movement find very important. We talked earlier about El Chapo and how it is that he wouldn't have ever become what he is, what he became, the violent man, that the drug lord. There would be no such position in a world of legal drugs, because you don't see the bosses of Pfizer and Merck. You don't see the bosses of, Seagram's or Budweiser going after one another with armed troops to destroy each other's property and kill, you know, innocent lives. That right. doesn't happen in the right. market.
It's, you know, many people believe that what's the shtick that libertarians or Republicans that smoke pot. That is so ludicrous, because libertarians have a principle, and that principle is that as long as you don't harm someone else, you should be free to do what it is that you want to do.
That's
Look,
right.
I've never done heroin, and I'm never going to do heroin. However, I think heroin should be legal. I don't recommend doing it. I just think it should be legal. And that ultimately, people who are going to make bad decisions, they're going to make bad decisions. But keeping heroin illegal drives up the price. And when the price goes higher, then somebody can't work a job and do heroin at night if that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they've got to figure out ways to get money. And that may be to break into my house, put my family in danger. Thanks very much. Your drug war is putting my family in danger.
That's right.
I'm not interested in it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, you don't have to be in the world of drugs to become a victim of the war on drugs.
Yep.
And all of the fallout that that befalls people because of that. You could have had nothing to do with drugs whatsoever, and if some crackhead's climbing in through the window with a machete in his hands in the middle of the night, just because he wants to get some, you know, he wants to get some jewelry or something like that, or you know, wants to rob the place, then you've got a huge problem on your hands. And that person is there, and many robberies and many breakings and enterings, like the super, super majority of them. Talk to any cop who will tell you the truth. They'll tell you. Those guys are there for drug money. They're there to steal things, to take to the pawn shop, to then take to their drug dealer, or in some cases take directly to the drug dealer. You got a PlayStation 4, hey, your drug dealer's going to go ahead and trade you a few hits for that. No problem. So,
yep, I mentioned that I wasn't thinking about console games. Thing is I don't think about robbing houses, but I was just thinking, you know, what is it that people want to break into houses for? I know guns are top of the list.
Sure. Jewelry. Electronics.
Yeah, but I mean, electronics, when you're talking about like a TV set.
No, they're going to take the PlayStation because that's small.
You can carry the PlayStation.
Right.
What about the wires, though? I mean, I presume a PlayStation isn't worth much without the wires, right?
A PlayStation 4, you can, you know, your wires are going to run you a few dozen bucks at the most. I mean,
yeah, but that's how much you're probably going to get for the PlayStation 4.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to talk to a crack dealer, Mark, and he would tell you what he'd give you for a wireless PlayStation 4.
Thanks.
I bet you'd be something. For sure, I get a hit or two.
Great.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450, Free Des Moines Register, reporting on the 30-year-old state representative who is shaking things up by introducing legislation to legalize psychedelics like mushrooms. And this is also, he's not the first. He's certainly the first in Iowa, but he's not the first in the U.S. There is a ballot measure that they're currently collecting signatures for, I believe, in Oregon. And in Denver, they have gotten enough signatures in order to get their measure on the ballot this year.
Now, those are ballot initiatives. This is a politician doing it.
Correct.
You don't always see that.
No, it's very brave on his part. So good for him. An effort in California, however, did not get enough signatures to qualify for the ballot last year. Where, let's see, Shipley, this is the state rep, has an emoji of a mushroom on his Twitter page.
Oh, God.
Where he describes himself as a sauerkraut salesman. His account name is @sauerkrautsales. He works for a company in Fairfield where he has 12 jars of sauerkraut at his chamber desk. And a wiener dog racing chairman, a reference to Shipley's work overseeing an annual local competition of dachshunds. In his spare time,
he sounds like quite a character.
In his spare time, he does stand-up comedy. But Shipley is serious about these drug bills. He believes Iowans recovering from drug addictions and other health ailments could benefit from more accessibility to illegal drugs that could have medicinal purposes.
That's another thing. You know, I wouldn't recommend heroin as a pain reliever or anything like that. But
it does a good job at it.
I mean, you know, the reality is that it's an opiate, and that's what oxycodone is. So
right. One measure he proposed would allow a state pharmacy board to reclassify ibogaine, psilocybin, and MDMA for medicinal purposes and remove related penalties when the drug use is for medicinal purposes. And this would be a huge change of direction for any state, especially Iowa, to engage in, is to acknowledge that these drugs do have medical use. Because that's what the federal government wants you to believe, is that, oh, there's no accepted medical use for these drugs, so therefore Schedule 1. Now, I'm not telling you all of those are Schedule 1. I don't think.
But the studies keep coming out that things like psilocybic mushrooms and that sort of thing do have medicinal value.
Yeah, usually people quit smoking in some cases.
Yeah, often it has to do with PTSD, the you know, a condition that the government creates in many cases.
That's correct. Ibogaine has been studied as an alternative treatment for drug addiction, according to the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, also known as MAPS. Psilocybin is a psychedelic compound produced in mushrooms, and MDMA, also known as ecstasy, is a synthetic drug that alters mood and perception. Shipley believes MDMA could help veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
He doesn't just believe it. I mean, he believes scientists that believe it.
Right.
I mean, this is like, I love how the newspaper...
Well, to their credit here, the next sentence, Mark, says some studies have supported that belief.
Yeah.
And then they link to a story about that in The Lancet, which is a scientific journal, as I understand it. Another bill he's pushing would remove psilocybin and psilocin, which are hallucinogenic, from the list of substances classified as having currently no accepted medicinal treatment use. Quote, when I was kind of daydreaming on, like, why do I even want to be in the legislature? Why do I want to be part of the office? It was this issue, he said. And good for him, because it's tough to get legislators to come forward with legislation like this.
It's tough to get libertarians to run for the legislature,
right?
Because ultimately, he said, when I was wondering, you know, why I should be here, you know, I'll bet that you wonder that as a legislator a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you're there to make change, to make the world a better place, you realize, at least, you know, having looked at New Hampshire's legislature, that it's probably only one vote, maybe two votes per year that you're actually the deciding vote on, and that's going to be difficult to get up every morning, especially in the winter in New Hampshire.
Not every morning, but it's usually like 3 days a week.
3 days a week.
During the winter, yeah.
In the bleak winter of New Hampshire.
You've got to be there by 9 a.m.
To get there by 9 a.m. in order to vote, and your vote doesn't make a difference.
It's frustrating.
And again, and again, yeah.
Well, thank goodness for people like this young gentleman who are willing to go ahead and do it, because it's things like this that get conversation started. It's probably going to go down in flames, this bill.
You got to start, though.
Yeah.
I mean, look, some state in the next 5 years is going to legalize magic mushrooms. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be Iowa. Iowa could reap the tax benefit legalizing them. And, you know, if you can go do smoke marijuana and do mushrooms there, well, you know, have a wonderful time. There's going to be people who are going to want to take a trip to Des Moines for that.
No doubt about it.
And they're not going to go if this gets shot down.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to some of the opposition. Because you know there's going to be opposition to this proposal.
Let's trot out some middle schoolers.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're in Acapulco, Mexico. We got time for you if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This next hour is going to be the last one. You'll be able to call in live. Once we start in Acapulco, we will be doing pre-recorded episodes. So you have to meet us and talk to us in real life at Acapulco this weekend. Starting on Thursday, we do have a live show tomorrow from our Keene Studios in New Hampshire. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about drug decriminalization / legalization, specifically not just marijuana, which has, of course, finally found a real foothold in various different states around the United States. We're seeing states east of the Mississippi now, like Massachusetts and Maine, rolling out their marijuana legalization schemes. And, in fact, I remember I had a headline, and we didn't get to talk about it on the air, but Massachusetts is apparently looking at like a marijuana usage place, like a lounge or something like that. Not the same thing as a bar, but the equivalent, right? Like they won't sell both marijuana and alcohol together. They will likely segregate those things.
I've heard of keg parties. I haven't really heard of pot parties. I mean, I tend to.
Well, you've heard of Amsterdam, where they have cafes.
Yeah, the cafes where people can get marijuana. They probably consume some on site. I don't know. It doesn't seem as social to me.
Marijuana is not social?
Just as social. Not as social.
I mean, there's certainly some people who clam up and, you know, they don't become more social on cannabis. There are others who have the opposite effect. So I think that these clubs are going to be something that a lot of people are going to enjoy. And we're talking about what's going on in Iowa right now, where a state representative, the state representative, young man named Shipley, Jeff Shipley, he's 30 years old. He has proposed, not full-on legalization, but to allow for the medical use of not just cannabis, but also mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, MDMA, as well as, I believe, another thing that I don't have in front of me, ibogaine, that was the other one. And these are all things that there have been some studies done that strongly suggest. Now, the studies have been relatively small sample size, so there has not yet been a massive thousand person study that I'm aware of.
Let's not
topic.
Forget that the government it's illegal, so you know there's that.
Right. Well, these studies are legally acceptable. They've been approved
only recently.
Within the last few years, they've been approved by the DEA and by whatever bureaucracies that, you know, hold sway over these sorts of things. So even the fact that that's happening is persuasive. It's important to know about. And so let's get into the opposite side here, because we know this guy, Shipley, he believes that this is, you know, a good plan. And I totally agree with him. I think that this can really help some people who are in need of some treatment, and that these drugs are just, we're barely scratching the surface on finding out the kind of really positive effects they can have in people's lives. So, for instance, they mentioned PTSD as one of the issues that some of these drugs can actually solve. Some of the initial results on the studies, I think it was either the psychedelic mushrooms or the MDMA, but one or the other, I'm sorry, I don't remember which, they gave the drug to people who were failing with all other treatments. So they've tried every normal, you know, allopathic prescribed medicine treatment for PTSD therapy, all the stuff that they can do, and it just isn't helping them. Then they did a dose of psychedelic drug or MDMA, and literally in many of the individuals in the study, PTSD went away.
I think that was with the psilocybin. That was the case of doing it sort of one time, but
that had a tremendous effect.
Yeah, there have been several studies on PTSD surrounding some of these psychedelic and pathogenic drugs that show that they're effective. And don't you want soldiers, rape victims, people who've been through terrible things to have access to that?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even talking about recreational here.
No, this is with a therapist.
The libertarian in me says that everybody should be able to put in their bodies what they want to put in.
Yep.
However, this is just about medicine. This is about doctors consulting with patients.
Yeah, all these drugs aren't just done in, like, a club. They're done in a medical environment under supervision from a professional, from a therapist, for instance, who can then walk that person through a therapy session while they're on the drug and get a better result than they otherwise would be able to do. So, quote from Jared Klein. This is still Shipley. This is the guy proposing the legislation. He says, obviously, it's very controversial, and it does elicit a lot of feelings. He said regarding his fellow Republicans that have responded so far, he said his colleagues aren't promising support. Quote, but people are open-minded, and they're curious. Representative Jared Klein, however, another Republican from Kyoto and chair of the House Public Safety Committee, said he doesn't expect the legislation to advance this year or anytime soon. Quote, I haven't gotten an email from a constituent. I haven't received a phone call or had a discussion with anybody in the medical field saying that, quote, we need to have access to this, he said. It just seems like an idea from one legislator that they wanted to propose as law, which is their prerogative. But that's all it is at this point.
Well, it sounds like some of his constituents need to send him some emails so that this guy, who's probably not telling the truth at this point, because there are lots of libertarian organizations out there doing lots of emailers and, that sort of
right.
reaching out to legislators. But, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe he's never gotten anything. He needs to know the facts.
Senator Joe Bolcom, a Iowa City Democrat, has long been vocal about making medical marijuana more accessible. He recently proposed the state legalize and regulate marijuana the same way it does beer or liquor, but he said Democratic support isn't there yet for Shipley's drug bills. He says, quote, I'm not sure we're ready to simply make all these drugs legal.
That's not what they're talking about.
No.
Hello, straw man. See, a straw man is when you take a person's argument, you build something that looks like that argument, then you attack the thing that you built.
Yeah.
That is not what Shipley is doing here. Shipley is suggesting that doctors and patients be able to decide amongst themselves what's the best treatment plan for them.
What a radical.
Not, let's just make all this stuff legal.
Which, you know, I support, but
I'm fine with that. However, that's my argument, not
right.
Shipley's.
Yeah.
And if he wants to attack Shipley's argument, he should do so properly.
Shipley emailed a copy of the bills to every member of both chambers a few weeks ago. Shipley said he received two responses, one from Bolcom and one from a conservative member in the House whom he did not identify. Shipley said he will not give up the fight. He intends to try again next year or maybe the year after that.
That's what it takes. You have to just keep putting legislation back in and back in.
It took years and years and years of attempts just to get medical cannabis to happen in the state of New Hampshire. It finally did in 2012, but even once it passed, the state still dragged its feet on implementation, and they actually had to be sued by a crippled woman who needed the medical cannabis as her medicine, and she was literally dying as she was filing this lawsuit. She succeeded in the suit and then passed away. So, like, her purpose on earth at that point in her life was to help get this thing implemented, this law that had already been passed, that these bureaucrats were just taking as long as they possibly could with. They had to be told by a court, you need to do this, and you need to do it now.
That's because they don't respect law. They don't care about rule of law. And when you yickety-yak about the rule of law, just understand all you're doing is empowering a bunch of people who rule lord over people and don't care anything about laws.
Shipley says he hopes to serve in office for a decade if voters reelect him. He represents District 82 in southeast Iowa, where he defeated a Democrat by 37 votes in one of the closest races in the November election. That district had been held by a Democrat for decades. Shipley thinks he won because of his relentless door knocking.
That's
because,
the reason he won.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And because he made a promise to his constituents that he would address issues like smart meters, the devices which transmit data about electric usage through radio frequency, have been a contentious issue for some Fairfield residents, although some believe the smart meters are unsafe. Shipley's filed.
Didn't one catch fire and burn somebody's house down recently?
I believe that's happened at least once. So anyway, he then gets into the smart meter.
You think it was a problem, too, if it burned your house down?
let's see. What else has he got here? He's filed more than 30 bills since stepping foot into the Capitol building. Among them, a plan to require 100% of school lunches to be certified organic. Doesn't sound like a good one. A proposal to require students to read the Russian novel The Gulag Archipelago about prisons and labor camps.
In Russian. In the Russian.
And legislation that would prohibit adding...
In Soviet Russia, Gulag reads you.
Legislation that would prohibit adding hydrofluorosilic acid or any other fluoride-based additive into public and private drinking water supply systems.
Yeah.
Shipley says he knows some of his ideas may not get heard in a subcommittee meeting, which is a first step toward a bill becoming law. But he wants those meetings because he believes they would bring more of the public into the legislative process. He said, quote, you have to start somewhere. These issues are important. When you introduce legislation, people start taking it more seriously. He's right about that.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's one of the benefits of moving to New Hampshire as a liberty-loving person is you've already got a foothold into the legislature. There's literally like two dozen folks that are liberty-strong or liberty-friendly state representatives who are getting conversations started. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.